Okay, do you two have websites?
Well, yeah.
Of course. What do you think is the importance of the website for you?
You want to go on that one first?
Sure.
Okay.
My website is for portfolio and geared towards finding companies, art directors, art agents to license my work. So I've just revamped my entire site for that focus and for that purpose.
Okay. And that's juliemstudios.com.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. I forgot to say that.
Okay. And what about you, Stephanie?
Okay. Mine is stephanieweaverartist.com. And the whole purpose of it is I've kind of got three, sell artwork, membership, and what was my third? I don't know. You got to go to my site, stephanieweaverartist.com, and you'll see it. Now, it's to do something else on there. But it's more than just kind of showcasing my work. It's trying to bring together a community. And so that's...
Yeah, you're selling memberships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For positive painters.
Yeah. My purpose is a little bit different than like probably most artists.
Right. So. You're selling community and classes.
Classes. That's yes. The third item. Thank yes. you very much,
like,
Julie.
I know that third item.
So it's fun that you've discovered through COVID last year that you can go everything online. You were a teacher in person at a studio.
Yeah.
And now you've switched it all to online.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an undertaking. I got to tell you, like it didn't start out where it was what it is today. So I'd previously used WordPress and I know Julie uses WordPress. Mm-hmm. She like loves yes. WordPress, like loves it.
Yeah. I just love the versatility and flexibility of it.
Yeah. And she's also like, Julie's probably way more technical and Rachel are way more technical than I am. Like, I like the technical side, but mm-hmm. if you talk to me about PHP, I just glaze right over. And I know you're actually capable of coding and PHP.
Thanks to Google, I can pretty much find whatever code I'm looking for. But when I started out, it wasn't that way. It was hard to find the right code until I dug in and figured out what I was doing. Now it's a little bit easier to find the right code.
Yeah, and the websites that you guys have now, they're not your first ones.
No, not at all. Mine has evolved tremendously over the years and changed purpose too.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of where our discussion is, you know, you have mm-hmm. to know the purpose of your site in order to design it appropriately and be inviting to people.
Yeah.
Now, Rachel, I mean, your site has a totally different purpose than even ours.
So I have another podcast that I do, Bubbly Bibbly. That website is just for everybody to find. It has an embedded player in there and you can listen to it on there. Plus, we have book reviews and cocktail recipes and things like that. So. Yeah. It's almost like a community, but not really, but it's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, it's supposed to be your marketing. It's supposed to be, you know, we don't have newspapers as much anymore or magazines and stuff. It's your way of advertising what you do and what you're selling. So if you come, when I go to somebody's site and it doesn't say anything about, well, like my old site. It's a perfect example of that. You know, you land on it and you're like, okay, now what exactly? I see that she's an artist, but what exactly is she trying to do here? You know, I had a shop, I had classes, I kind of had a portfolio, but it wasn't cohesive, you know? So, I mean, knowing what your purpose is key to having a good, successful site.
So I think that's the number one step for any artist when you're looking at mm-hmm. getting a website. First, it makes you look professional.
Yes.
It's a way to control the dialogue that you have. Because if you have a Facebook page, that's mm-hmm. great. But what if Facebook decides to block you one day because you put on nude portrait up or something?
Or somebody hacked your Facebook page and did that to it and you're locked out for X number of days. How are you going to communicate with anyone? Your website allows you to do that.
Right. So the website is your freedom of speech kind of mm-hmm. site where you can really put out who you are as an artist.
Yeah.
And I think that's the mm-hmm. one big thing for a website. But then the second thing is to figure out what you want your website to do.
Yeah.
Are you selling? Are you giving you know, providing classes, a membership, you know, or are you just a brochure? And to lead people to your Etsy shop, because you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it, I think, oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I think a lot of beginner artists would be very, it would be very beneficial for them if they wanted to do like an Etsy shop or Shopify or an art storefront.
Or like website. Even, you know, Adobe has their own free website that you can do through, I think it's through Behance maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's free. I know some artists that just use that to show their portfolio, and there's nothing wrong with starting right there. Right. It's just, you need to know the purpose in order to build it.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to sell, look at good selling places.
Right. Squarespace, Shopify, Etsy, WordPress with WooCommerce. Well, WooCommerce has their own website too. You can do just mm-hmm. like Shopify. It's a little bit more economical.
You can even do GoDaddy,
yeah,
or Wix, or
mm-hmm. even Google has their own website,
right?
Development mm-hmm. thing yeah. now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not Blogger like it used to be. This yeah. is something mm-hmm. more advanced mm-hmm. that integrates with my Google business or mm-hmm. Google My Business. That site. Okay, pretty neat.
But I think
Etsy has their own now too.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Yeah. Yep. So I mean, there's so many options out there to get you started as long as you know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those that are wanting to sell, where do you recommend them start and where do they go?
I would say Etsy.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, you got to look at the cost of Etsy for each product that you sell as your marketing expense. Because if you do the SEO correctly, you can easily be found on Etsy. And you just put in the effort there. Then you build your audience. And once your audience is built, then move elsewhere. Yeah. You know, start easy. Don't make it complicated and don't overthink it. That's the biggest problem I made. I've wasted so many years with a site that wasn't doing what I wanted it to do because I was overthinking it. Mm-hmm. I had to get out of my own way.
Yeah, same here. I was all about the control. I wanted to control mm-hmm. what my audience experienced. And I did that through a WordPress website and controlled every single thing that they kind of went through. And had I actually done like the math of it, I would have seen that Etsy actually made more sense and was more cost efficient and actually allowed me to access an audience that I probably wouldn't normally have access to without paying for Facebook ads and so on. So it's a marketplace that is accessible and does help artists get seen.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you know, if you have your own WooCommerce, you know, in WordPress, you have to do the marketing
right.
for that. And there's some level of aspect of marketing that you're going to have to do regardless, but it's just so much easier through Etsy. And when you look at the time commitment, the cost commitment, Etsy is just a much more efficient use of your time to give you more time to actually mm-hmm. create.
They have the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when you're in different communities and they have the little marketplaces they set up on Saturday and all the people are coming to do their shopping because all the markets are open. Etsy is kind of that same thing, but in yeah. a virtual world. So if you can figure out how to do the SEO and tap into that, which is not that difficult to figure out, then you can build your audience and build your following there. And then down the road, build your own website and have a better understanding of what the purpose of your website needs to be.
Yeah.
So another question would be, what if an artist is going to put their image on something like socks or something fun or just different print sizes? Or put it on a pillow or a bath mat, a shower curtain.
I have a 4-day challenge where they can actually do that. My website, stephanieweaverartist.com, you can go to one of the free resources and there's a 4-day challenge where it actually walks you through step by step how to create print on demand goods and integrate it with Etsy. And you can even integrate it with WooCommerce. I think Gooten now offers Shopify even integration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I sold a pair of socks this morning that I designed like last year. And I'm like, cha-ching, little app goes in Etsy, cha-ching. And it's such a good feeling. because you make it once and you kind of keep earning on it. It's really great.
So I know some people sell some of their work on Society 6. A friend of ours does that too. So that's a very similar thing where you can take your artwork as a print and put it on different items.
Yeah.
And then sell it either through there or through their website.
So when I've actually written an article on a little bit about that, why I picked Guten over Society 6, Redbubble and all that. Good.
So you've got it on your website under your blocks.
Okay. Yeah. And I can give you the link to that. But
the link will be in the show notes.
Okay. Yep.
So one of the things that I actually did was, you know, going back to the math and the kind of analysis of it all is, you know, Society 6, Redbubble, Zazzles, the what they provide you is essentially a marketplace, and they do all kind of the work and design for you and have the drop shipper for you. And so you have less of a profit margin on those platforms because, like I said, they're doing the work for you. It makes sense. So whereas Guten, you're doing the integration, and it sounds more complicated than it is, but it's literally like clicking a couple buttons. To Etsy and to WooCommerce and Shopify. They make it really, really simple. But I encourage people to, you know, start with one medium. Like if you do Society 6 now, perfect that, then add on another revenue stream. Like maybe you want to go to Redbubble, perfect that, and just work through and see what which ones are actually working for you. Because, you know, there are a ton of them. There's Fine Art America, you know, Zazzle, Society 6. Redbubble.
I know if you do want to have any kind of merchandise, you know, t-shirts or whatever to go with your artwork, or, you know, I know, like for Bubbly Bibbly, our podcast, we do have some merchandise and we've integrated with Guten, and it was so easy to put, and I have it in WooCommerce on the website, and it's real easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it is simple. They all have their pros and cons. They all have good reviews and bad reviews.
True.
You just need to start with one. Like you said, I think that's the best advice you can give anyone. Like I started with trying with three, and I've yet to get my shop going because I was trying. My hands were in too many spots. Right. I think we have artists have this idea of, oh, let's just jump full fledge in. And, you know, get all this at once. But no, you need to take baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, one thing at a time.
Well, over the course of, I don't know, the last year or two, what has been your biggest frustration with the website?
Oh, God.
And I know both of you had some big issues like this year, but and we can talk about that too and talk about, like, because there's, sometimes, you know, technology is wonderful and sometimes it bites you in the butt.
Yeah.
So I should have taken my own advice like I normally do. I was working on my website constantly each week and touching it and doing really good at SEO. And then I just took a break. I took a break for a month and I came back to it. And I had 29 updates to make on my website. Well, number one advice I can give anyone is one update at a time. One update at a time.
Click that update all button. Never.
So Rachel and I build websites. And
you know better.
I know better. Like we tell our clients that all the time. One plugin at a time. And I was being lazy and I hit all. And somehow I lost my theme completely. When that happened, luckily I was told just take deep breaths. And I did. I just took deep breaths. And luckily it was on like a Thursday evening. So it wasn't during I don't have a lot of traffic on Friday through Sunday. My big traffic days are Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And so I had been debating about changing it for a while because it didn't have a purpose. It was just kind of a little bit of everything, hodgepodge. And I decided, okay, well, this is the universe telling me that I need to go ahead and push forward with making a portfolio. Focus 100% on my art and with my goals of licensing my art it just made sense. So I dug in and over the course of 2 days, rebuilt the site and will not make that mistake again. I will make sure I only update one plugin at a time. That's the only thing I can figure that deleted my entire theme. So I couldn't even, and I had 3 updates. Let me also mention to people, update your site, back it up. I did have 3 backups, but because the plugin broke the themes and I couldn't even load a new theme, restoring from a backup didn't work. Once I got the theme thing fixed, I could have restored from the backup, but at that point it was just like, it was just pointless. Like, this was obviously a sign that I needed to go ahead and change my site. And I'm very, very happy with it now. It actually speaks to what my goal is and the purpose of it. So, and I know Stephanie had a similar
situation,
but a lot worse than mine, a lot worse.
So if we've scared you away from WordPress, there are a lot of other options out there, but WordPress, I was on that one and mine was pretty, what they call a tech stack. It was tech stack heavy, which made it very kind of slow moving site. And so, cause I had like BuddyBoss was my community management system. I had WooCommerce. I had, oh gosh, a whole bunch of things on it, that I even had a lady managing my server side to help make it faster and everything. Well, somewhere along the line, and it had been going on for probably about 3 months, but every time we thought we fixed it, was there was like some sort of worm in there on one of the plugins somewhere that would assign itself to whatever I was ranking high in on Google. So like if I was ranking number one on a Google search, it would take that URL and divert it to some other website. So people weren't able to find me. And so we'd fix those individual ones and then it was smart enough to kind of regenerate and come back somehow. So after about a couple months dealing with this, I was just like, you know, this is not working. I just ended up purchasing Kajabi, and because Kajabi is actually a WordPress-based system too, yeah. But they have engineers and all these people that take care of the stuff for you, and it's a lot less cost in the long run. So I ended up moving everything, which was like over 20 online classes, which was 360 individual modules, plus a whole bunch of blog posts.
Right. You had, yeah, all your classes.
A ton of content.
Yeah.
Content.
Yeah.
Ton of content on your site.
And then move all the members off of WordPress onto
Kajabi.
So it was a big migration process that lasted at least a month.
Yeah, I think you took 4 full weeks to do it.
Yeah.
Which was full time.
Yeah.
My dad to do that. I mean,
I was easily working like 14, 16 hour days on it.
Well, and I think that's where another tip is, if you do want to start a community, or you have a community kind of started in a Facebook group or something, and you want to move to more of a membership site, I think it's really important to look for a site that is their expertise.
I totally agree.
I love Kajabi from a user perspective, because I have it for some other communities that I'm in also. And from a user side, it's great. And then you said it was really good from the back end side.
Yeah.
It was simple and easy to do.
Yeah.
It's just time consuming, but
yeah.
It was time consuming because you had so much content.
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, I was interested in Kajabi even before I started all this, but I looked at their price and I was like, man, I can just build it myself. That was such a stupid thing. That was my little ego going, oh, I'm techie, I can do it myself. And I totally did it myself. And that's what I realized, like, kind of going back to what kind of goals you have in mind, not only for your website, but also for your long-term self.
Yes.
My long-term self does not want to be sitting in front of a computer trying to figure out, you know, do I need to update this plugin or wait, you know?
Right.
So I wish I would have gone, and I even told my husband at the beginning of this year, it's like, if I had to do this all over again, I would have gotten Kajabi. Because, you know, again,
from
I wanted...
get-go.
Yeah, because I'm doing online classes, I've got a community, and I've got the blogging aspect of things.
And I'm a member of your community. And I got to say, with that happening, it was a seamless, it was very seamless.
Yes, it was very seamless.
For people who were in your community, because it was just like, oh, she's on, you know, Kajabi. And it was like super fast, so quick, real easy.
Huge improvement.
Less than 2 second load time. And I was having like 8 to 30 second load times on my old site.
It's really good though.
Yeah. I love it. Love it. Love it. So excited.
And then we have, you know, we have some other friends of ours who are on Art Storefront. And
Like that's another good one.
Oh, yeah. That's another good one, too. Art Storefronts. If your purpose is selling and print on demand.
Yeah. And you don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was actually, I used Art Storefronts before I decided to start teaching and do all that, because all I want to do is sell my art and prints. Mm-hmm. Art Storefronts is amazing for that. And you get what I think one of the things I want also kind of relay is you get what you pay for. If you're paying for something for free, well, there's probably going to be a reason for that. When you start to invest in your art and your art business and you're paying like, you know, $15 to $50 a month for a website, you're getting the speed, you're getting the SEO, you're getting all the nuts and bolts that's needed to actually run this thing smoothly.
Right. I think that's the big key is smoothly.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's a really good point too, is you get what you pay for. And like you said, with Kajabi, thinking that that was going to be more expensive than the WordPress. That's not necessarily true, because to have, you know, a membership community or to have certain add-ons to WooCommerce, you got to pay for it. I mean, Shopify is another good example. You know, it's expensive per month to have a Shopify site, but you're getting all these benefits for doing that. So you need to weigh all that.
Right. You're getting your template. You're getting WooCommerce, but you're getting their sales,
right,
and marketing and their templates and their everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you really got to weigh those things. And then if you do invest in it, you've got, it's not going to, there's work involved with having a website, period. It doesn't matter what the purpose is. Mm-hmm. You've got to take some time each week to manage your site.
And I think that's key. What you just said there, do something to it each week, whether it's adding a blog post, new piece of artwork, because that's
updating important. Plugins, whatever it might be. You've got to go in the back end and touch it every single week. Mm-hmm. You've got to put that time in there. You can't just build it and think that it's done. You know, you've got to go in there and touch it and market it and enhance SEO and do what you need to do to it, even if it's just a simple portfolio. Even if you're just using the free Adobe website, because you already have Adobe products, you still need to go in there and update your art or make a change or freshen it up. You know, it's not you build it and they will come sort of theory. It's you build it and you've got to work it. It's a marketing tool and you've got to spend money on marketing.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then the one tool that we've kind of talked around but we haven't talked about is the Google Analytics. That's how you know.
Mm-hmm. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are my better site.
And
days.
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of information you can get from Google Analytics. I know you did a lunch and learn with it, and you've got some PDFs or you've got some things that they people could download from your website.
Yeah.
If they're in the community, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're part of the community.
Google Analytics. Yeah. There's a whole course within my community. That's StephanieWeaverArtist.com within the community that covers Google Analytics, like how to set up your UA code, the hows, whats, and why of why you want this and what reports are helpful.
Right.
And then all that good stuff. And then I also have a free PDF that kind of helps you work through what your website requirements actually are. And that's under the free resources.
So. Yeah. And if you're out there and you're busy and you can't get to Stephanie's, you know, website, there's you can Google how to Google Analytics. So, but that it does give you a lot of information. And if you have a WordPress site, Monster Insights, you can connect to directly to your website. And then it just gives you the top reports that you need.
Right.
And that way, when you're doing something on your website for that week, you can just check out your reports directly on the back end of your website if you want.
Yeah.
Or you can go over and get the full report from Google Analytics. So, so what's something else? We've gone over frustrations of like website down and this and that, which can be like, make give you small heart attacks, but
make you curl up on your bed and cry.
Yeah, exactly.
But what is the, okay, so let's go back and talk about is the one thing that you hate that you have to do for your website?
One thing that I hate that I have to do for my website.
Yeah. So I know mine is uploading pictures. Like for the cocktail story. So you got to make sure you have your tags and you got to make sure they're the right size and the right lighting and this mm-hmm. and that. It's just time consuming and a little tedious. I mean, yeah. It's not like horrible or anything. It's just time consuming.
Yeah. I would have to say writing the, SEO friendly metadata descriptions and doing the SEO part of it, it's not difficult. It's just time consuming and trying not to repeat myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
Mine is like, so I like to write and I write a lot on the blog post, but I am the worst editor ever. And there's a Grammarly.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, that plugin helps a ton, but I'm just like, I would love to have somebody else edit my stuff because, I write like I talk for the most part. And then sometimes I'll leave out a U. And and as I'm typing it, because I'm typing it so fast. But I think it's the editing part. That's pretty much it.
That's not too bad. Well, I mean,
but no, the best tip I've been given for editing.
Yeah.
Is read it backwards.
Oh, God, no. What do you mean read it backwards?
Like literally start at the end.
Bottom paragraph. Read it normal.
Read backwards. Yeah. Or read out loud. Those are the two. Editing tips I've been given.
Yeah, but sometimes when you read out loud.
I miss stuff reading out loud. That's why when I read it backwards, I usually catch that, hey, there's a word missing or that's not the right word. Because your brain has to think about what it is you're saying because you're going the reverse of.
And if you're reading out loud, sometimes your mind will read what should be there.
Yes, especially if you wrote it.
If you forget a U. Well, yeah. You'll subconsciously go, oh, you.
Yeah, exactly.
I find it the only way that it's helped me, and I haven't tried the reading backwards. I'll have to try that. But is to print it out and then get my little red pen out. And I'm like moving paragraphs around and doing all that type of stuff. And then Xing out whole paragraphs that don't add anything. But for some reason, I went on a tangent. And that whole editing, I wish I hadn't.
Well, we're going to have some
any volunteers.
Yeah. Just kidding. So we're going to have all our show notes listed that we've talked about. Some of these things that we've talked about. You guys let us know what you're doing about your website. Do you have it on some place like Shopify or Etsy? Or are you going to branch out and try and do something on your own this year? Let us know.
Oh, tell us your horror stories too. Want to hear
that? Oh, yeah. Well, we don't want to cause you to sweat when you're typing, but you have to be over that experience before you can probably talk about it. But.
Yeah, we see the good in it now.
Yes, we do.
At the time, I know we both cried.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. Reach out to us. We're again on Podbean, artbs.podbean.com. Or we have a Facebook page now, ArtBS on Facebook. Check us out there. We'll have some questions on there. We'll probably get that up and active pretty soon as well. So let us know what you think. We'll talk to you next time.